Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Highlights of the visit of the Syrian President Ahmad al-Sharr to Moscow by Ustadh Ahmad al-Sourani. Translated. Araya Newspaper, Issue 570, the 22nd of October 2025 CE. Syria's transitional president, Ahmad al-Sharr, accompanied by an official delegation that included his foreign minister, Asad al-Shaybani, visited the Russian capital, Moscow, on October 15, 2025. They met with Russian President Putin on their first official visit since the fall of the Assad regime at the end of last year. Anyone following the news of this visit realizes that it has nothing to do with the demand for Bashar's extradition, as some are claiming. It is only taking place with American approval to lend more legitimacy to Ahmad al-Sharr, who has diverse connections. The issue of Russian bases in Syria and their continued existence were discussed, and it appears that they have pledged their continued existence. However, one of the most dangerous implications of the visit is that it demonstrates that what comes after the revolution is not what came before it, and that the new course of action requires forgetting the revolution and its constants. Although Russia, led by Putin, played a role in stabilizing the Assad regime for 10 years following its military intervention in 2015 at Obama's behest, supporting it with weapons, equipment, and experts, and committing the most heinous massacres against the people of Syria, the new Syrian leadership overlooked this criminal past of the Russians. The Syrian delegation left the meeting, exchanging smiles and jokes with Putin. Ahmad al-Sharr even affirmed that he respects all previous agreements with Russia. As a wave of criticism swept across the visit, its statements, and the resulting calamities that rewarded the Russians with their intervention in Syria and whitewashed their dark faces, Foreign Minister Asad al-Shaybani attempted to salvage the situation with an interview on the official Syrian news channel, declaring, quote, "The current Syrian government does not accept previous Russian agreements concluded with the Assad regime, and that they are suspected. All of these previous agreements are being negotiated and re-evaluated," end quote. From this, we see that the extent of the Syrian administration's confusion in managing political matters, contrary to the desires and aspirations of the Syrian people, who hold utter hostility toward Russia. Al-Shaybani was unable to declare these agreements invalid, but instead described them as suspended and open to negotiation and amendment. This contradicts the statement of his president, Ahmad al-Sharr, regarding respect for the agreements concluded with Russia. It's worth noting that al-Shaybani declared in January of this year that the former regime's allies held $30 billion in foreign debt. After a wave of protests against his statement, no official statement was issued by the Damascus government regarding these debts, indicating an acknowledgement of the debts and which the Syrian people paid in blood throughout the revolution. Then, it appears that this bereaved people are being forced to repay these debts from their own pockets to appease the Russian enemy. The saying, quote, "There is no permanent enmity between countries in politics," end quote, is a statement that contradicts Islamic Sharia law. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared enmity against all countries that were actually at war and divided the world into the abode of Islam, Dar al-Islam, and the abode of disbelief, Dar al-Kufr. This goal was to conquer the lands of the disbelievers and annex them to the Islamic State, transforming them into abodes of Islam governed by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their security secured by the security of the Muslims, that is, by their own military power. Despite the small number of Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would correspond with kings and emperors, warning them,
"Aslim taslam.
Submit to Islam and you will be safe." Even when he concluded treaties, such as the Treaty of Hudaydiyah, it was a temporary truce aimed at neutralizing the Quraysh for a while. It aided the conquest of Khaybar, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned to conquer Mecca. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam never once sat with the leaders of the Kuffar, exchanging smiles and reassuring them that they were safe from the Muslim armies, as is happening now between the Syrian administration and the Jewish, Russian, or American officials. This visit cannot be justified, explained, or interpreted in any way. One of the principles of the revolution was to cut off the influence of other countries from our country and their interference in our affairs. It would have been more appropriate to pay attention to the strength of the popular platform whose efforts, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brought us to Damascus victorious instead of seeking glory from the kuffar. Sitting with Russia, the Jewish entity, and the greatest enemy America, and submitting to Western directives, is a continuation of the subservient approach that America seeks to impose on the new administration, which seeks to keep Syria within the hold of the international order, just as it was during the era of the defunct Assad regime. The people of Hashem did not rise up to reproduce a secular system subservient to the international order. Instead, they rose up to achieve justice and repel injustice. This will only happen if Islam returns to dominate as a political system and a state imposes a new international order. Rather than being part of this corrupt international order that is criminal against its people, today the Ummah is called upon to hold its head high, sever the bonds of dependence on the East and the West, and restore its loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the Muslims. The dignity of the Islamic Ummah can only be restored through the sovereignty of Islam and justice on earth. That can only be established by the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The revival of the people of Hashem and the Islamic Ummah will not only be based on the Islamic deen and the existence of a comprehensive project emanating from it. By establishing the Islamic State, the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood, which will unify their ranks, sever the hands of the colonialists from their lands, and restore their status among the nations of the world, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended it to be. One ummah carrying the message of truth to the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَهُ قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَقُونَ قَرِيبًا. And they say, when will it be? Say, perhaps it will be soon. Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 51. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.